It's one of the most divisive issues in the United States. Within hours of a leaked draft opinion showing justices could overturn a landmark ruling on abortion rights, protesters from both sides gathered outside the Supreme Court. It's been considering whether to overturn the 1973 judgment known as Roe v. Wade that legalized abortions across the country.
I'm very passionate about being pro-life, and I'm just here as an observer to see what the attitude is like and kind of witness history, because this is a huge deal.
It's expected to issue its ruling in June, but the draft written by conservative Justice Samuel Alito suggests the top court would find the Roe v. Wade decision was wrongly decided, because the US Constitution makes no specific mention of abortion rights.
This is really just tearing apart everything that we've worked for and everything, all the change that we've worked for to happen.
It would represent a seismic shift in US politics, pushing decisions on abortion rights back to individual states.
Keep your groceries off our groceries!
It could also have a major impact on upcoming midterm elections, as well as the presidential vote in 2024.
It'll be up to the states to decide, and for example, California will keep it legal here, but other states like Texas and others in the red states are pretty, 21 states are waiting with legislation to either restrict abortion or to ban it altogether. Right now at this point, they're waiting for this kind of a decision.
Several conservative states have recently joined a growing push to restrict abortions. Some activists are calling for legislation at the federal level to protect rights.
So we need mass protests in hundreds of cities across the nation to defend Roe v. Wade. And we also need to go on the offensive through these mass protest actions, through workplace actions by the labor movement for abortion and reproductive care to be free.
Why do we want
justice?
When do we want it?
Now!
The unprecedented leak has sparked controversy across the US. The draft ruling can only become final when it's published by the court. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.
OK, let's explore this. Joining us now from Amherst in Massachusetts is Laura Briggs. She's a professor of women, gender and sexuality studies. Regularly writes about reproductive politics, feminism and race. Laura Briggs, welcome to the programme. First of all, what was your reaction to this extraordinary news?
Well, I wish I could say I was disappointed, but we know that the Republicans have been stacking the courts for years, anticipating this outcome.
So how long has this campaign been going on to overturn this law? And what now can be done potentially to stop it?
Well, since the Nixon administration, Nixon thought of the idea of politicizing the question of abortion in this way, in order to win Republican votes. But it's also clear that whoever leaked this draft decision intended that people should mobilize either to stockpile medication for medical abortion or to get into the streets and get on the pages of the editorial pages of news magazines and newspapers and let the court know that the majority of Americans support the outcome of Roe v. Wade and legal abortion and the kind of bodily autonomy for pregnant people that represents.
Right. Given the majority in the United States do not want this overturned, why is it that the Republicans have been working so, I mean, you say back to the Nixon days, why has it been going on for so long?
Because it mobilizes a small core of their voters, evangelical conservative Christians in particular, who will get out, who will be the volunteers for the campaigns, and who will vote for people like former President Trump, who otherwise I think they would be not drawn to.
In your view, if this does go through, what are the implications?
Well, what we know from the Texas bounty law is that 90% of the people who were seeking abortions got them anyway. So they crossed state lines or they turned to medication abortions that they could do in their own homes. And so what this law will do, what this particular ruling will do, is turn the question back to the states. Mm-hmm. And about a dozen states across the South and Midwest have trigger laws that will immediately set out to criminalize abortion. While other states, like I'm here in Massachusetts, will protect the right to, and possibly even expand the right to abortion.
And if that happens, criminalizing abortion, if that happens, what are the implications for women around the country?
Well, one of the things that we know is that women will die. Women have always sought abortions when it wasn't the right time in their lives to have a pregnancy, to have another baby, when they couldn't afford it, when they couldn't support it in their lives. And women have often taken drastic measures to get an abortion, to stop a pregnancy, and some of them die. It's a little bit safer now than it was before the Roe era, because we have the opportunity to use medication abortion, which women around the world in places where abortion is criminalized have been using successfully and safely. It's about as safe as Tylenol.
Well, thanks for talking to us. Laura Briggs, speaking to us from Amherst in Massachusetts in the United States. Thanks very much.
Thank you.